Okay, so now let's come to the 11th chapter, which is the enterprise perspective. So what are we going to look at in the enterprise perspective? An introduction. So what is enterprise perspective? Core competencies for enterprise analysis. Enterprise analysis services, the IIBA perspective on enterprise analysis, an illustration of enterprise stakeholder analysis, and we will take an example of the payroll, the Zachman's framework, the uses of Zachman's framework, how can I use the Zachman's framework more effectively, enterprise analysis focus areas, tools for enterprise analysis, analyzing the intangible assets of an enterprise, the business case study and the feasibility report, and finally we will summarize everything. So what is enterprise analysis? So we got a stakeholder analysis, we did a requirement analysis, and we have done different levels of analysis. When I specifically talk about the enterprise analysis, I am focusing on the strategic goal and the finally is the business or the organization for that matter. So enterprise analysis focuses on the overall strategic goals and the objectives of an organization, which is essential for understanding how the organization functions as a whole. So the solution or the process that I'm developing, how does it align with the goals and the objectives of the organization? Does it align with the organization functions as a whole for that matter, or does it not align? It helps identify and prioritize business needs and opportunities, which can guide the development of effective business solutions. So it helps me identify and prioritize what are the business needs. So other than the user need, the stakeholder requirements, the various requirements that we looked at, we are now trying to understand that finally is my solution or my product in line with the business solution, based on the business solution, which user need or business need do I need to prioritize, what do I need to take up first, and the various formats to that. Enterprise analysis takes into account internal and external that might impact the organization, such as market trends, industry regulation, and technological advancements. So till now we have been only speaking about the system and the design. Nowhere have we taken into consideration as to, in general, how does the external facts impact my solution. So if the external factors are designed such that they can impact the organization, that means to an extent they can even impact the solution that I'm building. So like I said, if I have a new change in the GDPR, or there is a new ISO 27000 that is being implemented into the system, there is a new technology that has come up that will enhance the solution or the user experience with my solution, I would want to take that into consideration. So my enterprise analysis would provide a framework for assessing the organization's capabilities, strengths and weaknesses, which can inform decision making and resource allocation. So now I basically, what I do is I'm now assessing what are the capabilities of the organization, doing a SWOT analysis on the organization, and then I get to decide what kind of resources can be aligned, how will the entire decision making process work. Enterprise analysis supports alignment between the business strategy and technological initiatives, ensuring that the investments in technology are aligned with the organization's goals and objectives. So when I'm doing enterprise analysis, what am I saying? That the business goal that I'm looking to achieve should match the business strategy, should also match the organization technological initiatives. So also what I will need to include in my project course would be the investments into technology, plus additionally I am talking about users who are capable of using the technology. So now when you're investing time, energy, effort into the technology, are they even aligned to the goals and objectives of the organization? So, enterprise analysis will help me decide whether this alignment that we are talking about does exist or not. It helps ensure that the business solutions are sustainable, scalable, and adaptable to changes in the business environment over time. So, what does enterprise analysis tell me? That my business solution, is it going to sustain over a period of time? What is the path that the organization is choosing to follow? Is the system going to be scalable with the growth in the organization? Is it going to be adaptable in case the technology changes or if there are any changes in the business environment over a period of time? So, how does the business solution going to work for that matter? So, I will also need to keep all this in mind. Understand one thing very clearly, as business analysis and while doing the task of enterprise analysis, you want to really ensure that the process is usable in the long run, and no matter the kind of changes in the system that we are talking about, it should be scalable and adaptable, because today technology would change in the blink of an eye. Today I'm looking at a certain technology, tomorrow it might be a completely different technology. So I want to be able to sustain, scale it, and make it adaptable to all those changes without investing too much time and effort. I wanted the changes done over a short period of time, because nothing much is actually changing in the system. The analysis of the enterprise can be divided into several layers for convenience. So we are looking at the various layers that exist in the system or the enterprise. So the first layer, it talks about the process itself or the IT application. So whether it is the solution, the business process that I'm trying to change, whether I'm trying to automate a new solution or maybe automate an existing process. So I'm building a solution that will take care of that. Maybe I'm making a change to an existing process. Whatever I am doing with the process, or if it's, like I said, automating and building an app, the first layer only talks about that change that is there or that implementation that is there in the system. The second layer includes the processes and IT application that it has to interact and interface with. So now I have my first layer, which is my process or my IT cell application. The second layer will talk about how it is interacting. Is it going to a third-party application? Is it interacting with a data source? Is it getting data from the data source? Is it sending data? So all these interaction in of the core system with the external environment is what it comes into my or constitutes my second layer. The third layer is a larger organization context, which includes stakeholders, the computer's vision, mission, goals, strategy. So now I come to the third layer where I say, okay, who are my key stakeholders? What is the organization's vision? I have studied the entire process. So where it is this mission? What are the values? What are the goals and strategies that are currently being implemented? What is the kind of organizational culture or the work culture? And all of this, because my system has to take all this also into consideration. Since I am talking about enterprise analysis, I will mainly be talking about the business and aligning your process or your application to the goal of the business or to the vision of the business. So that forms my third layer. Let's come to the last layer, sorry, the second last layer, the fourth layer, which is the group level organizational context, which is particularly when an organization is a part of a larger group of companies. So suppose I have a group of companies, like we have the Adani Group, the Ambani Group, the Reliance Group, sorry, which is basically ensuring that I have multiple things happening. I have Jio happening, I have electricity happening. So do you understand that what is happening is there are various groups of companies under the same banner. So when I talk about this fourth layer, I talk about, is it going to affect the larger group? Is it going to be implemented in the larger group, or is it only going to be implemented in that particular group that exists? So that will become my fourth layer. The fifth layer and the final layer is the external competitive business environment. Sorry, we should have a sixth layer. I'm sorry, really sorry about that. So the fifth layer is the external competitive business environment, which talks about how is the scenario of the competition around the business. So all the external factors that are affecting my business environment. It could be my vendors, it could be my clients, and how I can basically get affected, or how can the solution help me gain that competitive edge. And finally, the sixth layer is the external regulatory, political and social environments. Now here is where we talk about our regulatory compliances, how will they, the political biases, the social environments, and how will they affect my system. So again, summarizing the six layers, we have the first layer, which is the process, the second layer, which is the IT solutions, or where how the process is interacting with the interface with the third layer is organization. Well, I talk about aligning it to the organization vision, mission. The fourth layer is more going on a macro level of the organizational context. That means I basically go on to the group of companies. The fifth layer is my business environment, and the sixth layer is my rules and regulations. With the study of the first two layers is generally part of any requirements study. A study of the other contextual layers helps in identifying any expectations about the business process or the IT application that may arise from them. So what am I studying is, in the first two layers, I'm only doing a requirement study. And I'm doing a study to identify how exactly would the process work. Is it going to, like I said earlier, is it going to import data from external system, export data to it? How is it going to work? Is it going to pass on to some other external system? Is it going to come back from the external system into my system? What is exactly the entire process or the application that is flowing through with them? Enterprise analysis, also known as strategic enterprise analysis or a company analysis, aims to understand the needs of the business as a whole, the strategic direction, and identifying initiatives that will allow a business to meet those strategic goals. Understand, the moment I talk about enterprise analysis, I also talk about the strategic implications of that analysis. So it also includes any company analysis, and whether I am able to meet the needs of the business as a whole. Is it flowing in the right strategic direction that I want it to flow? Is there initiatives that I can include into my application or my solution that will help me meet the strategic goals of the organization? Enterprise analysis involves thorough examination of the business problem, its proposed business solution, and an in-depth look into whether the proposed solution is truly the best solution, a detailed analysis of what the new solution entails, its risk, and the feasibility in the existing organization climate. So when I'm doing a solution visualization, I am going to not only keep the use case or the user in mind, I'm also going to keep the business in mind, because that is my sponsor, that is my key stakeholder. So whatever solution that I'm proposing or even visualizing, is it truly the best solution? Am I looking at only one aspect, where I'm looking at only the user interaction, or am I having a detailed analysis based on that the solution is able to answer or align with the strategy of the organization, the goal, meet the goal in a proper defined fashion? Is it does it, do have I taken into consideration the necessary risk, or have I taken into consideration the feasibility of what is the culture within the organization? Many organizations have senior analysts to spearhead their enterprise analysis endeavors, but the understanding and application of business analysis is useful for a number of roles in the business world, including business analysts, project managers, stakeholders, business owners, and software engineers. Understand? The moment I talk about business analytics, as we have seen, there are a lot of components to business analysis. So, at the end of the day, being able to use business analysis concepts can be a very vital and a more data-driven solution when I talk about project managers, stakeholders, business owners, software engineers, and all of those. So, even though I have a set of people that would spearhead enterprise analysis or endeavors that are taken by the organization as a whole, if those people have the right information on how it is to be done and what is to be targeted from there, the endeavor could prove to be more successful for that matter. The following tasks are part of a thorough enterprise analysis. So, when I talk about enterprise analysis, what are the things I'm talking about is examining currently proposed business initiative for both validity and effectiveness. That means I am also looking at what are the initiatives my business solution is trying to take, or the application trying to take. Is it as effective into the enterprise analysis or is it not? Identifying, the second point talks about identifying true and the core business needs at hand. So, one thing before we continue with the second point, please understand when I talk, initially we've spoken about understanding the business and understanding the processes that come into the role. So, that is the entire reason why I'm able to do enterprise analysis. Because once I've identified, the second point is now in what I'm talking about, is the true core business needs at hand. I'm able to do or conduct a proper enterprise analysis, describing the ideal solution to the need. Now, understand earlier we were talking about user and their interaction to the system, their need from the system, the stakeholder and their need from the system, but I will not describe that as an ideal solution. Ideal solution would be something that would take the need of the user and the stakeholders and be able to meet the enterprise goals of the organization. Evaluating strategic risks and returns associated with a proposal, supposed proposed business solution. So now, when we've seen the other risks that are involved, we are also going to look at the strategic risk. What are the risks? How can I mitigate those risks? Also, what are the kind of returns I'm expecting when I have the solution implemented? So if it's an ideal solution, it will give you the highest returns as far as the solution is concerned or as far as the strategic goals are concerned. Determine the scope of the business and list proposed solution to the business need. How close is my solution to the business need? Is it meeting the scope? Is it not meeting the scope? Is all of which I will need to take into consideration. Creating business requirements, defining the business need and the proposed solution, complete with visuals and a sound business case. So we have something called as a use case, where I talk about the user's interaction with the system, Now what I will talk about, and based on that interaction, I will begin to start drawing visuals and propose a solution on how the system should behave, or in the unlikely event of a exception, how the system should respond. Now in that case, which is clearly cleared by the user, but understand, before getting the final approval or even designing the solution, I will still need to take the business case into consideration. So when I'm talking about the business case, I am talking about the designing a case from the business's perspective and completing that along with the use case with proper visuals to know or be able to visualize what is the ideal or the proposed solution and is that the ideal solution. Core competencies for enterprise analysis. So these are some of the core competencies that I should have as far as the enterprise analysis is concerned. So basically a business analyst should be looking at all of these, which is one, creating, maintaining business architecture to define an organization current and future state, including strategy, goals and objectives. Okay, now understand, we have already a business architecture in place, the architecture is going to vary. So we have the organization's current state and we know the future state or the state that the organization is looking to transition into. So again, the transition that is taking place from the current to the future state, is it changing the architecture of the business? Is it redefining the structure of the business? I need to make a note of that. Now, am I also looking at changing some strategies, some goals and objectives from the current state to the future state? How is it going to impact my business? Will it maintain the same architecture? Will I need to develop a new architecture? How does the organization's architecture, how different does the organization architecture look from the current state to the future state? Second is conducting feasibility studies to examine proposed options for technical possibility and alignment with organizational goals. So I will now also conduct feasibility studies on whether technologically this is possible, or is there a technical hindrance to executing the proposed options? Is it in alignment with the organization goals? Is it not alignment? Where will I get the feasibility studies that will give me all this information? So I will basically need to design the feasibility studies for the same. Also, we just spoke about conducting feasibility studies to examine proposed options for technical possibility and alignment with organization goals. Now, we will speak about performing opportunity identification analysis to identify new business opportunities for organization goal performance in consultation with the subject matter experts. So, as a core competency for a business analyst, other than being able to conduct feasibility studies on how feasible is the solution or getting it aligned, with the technical possibility of getting the goal aligned, I also need to be able to identify new business opportunities. Is there something, a new opportunity that I can maybe implement as a part of my solution that will enhance or give a competitive edge to the organization, will probably cause an increase in the organization's performance? And I would definitely need to do this with subject matter experts. I understand, as a business analyst, I might not be able to do a proper opportunity identification to understand and analyze what are the business opportunities. But if I know what they are, when I sit with the experts, then I can also have a solution, or if the process, the solution that I'm working on could take care of that, giving me an edge over the competition in the market. Preparing and maintaining the business case, including identifying the costs and benefits of the proposed solution in terms of time, money, and resources. So, what I'm also talking about is a business case. So, I will not only need to maintain the business case or ensure that my solution is meeting the business case, I will also need to understand everything about the business enough to prepare the business case. So, when I'm preparing the business case, what am I working on? I'm trying to understand what are the costs. I'm trying to understand that am I going to get the relevant returns for through the solution on the cost that I'm spending? Am I getting the value for money for that solution? So when I look at cost, I'm not only looking at monetary cost, I am looking at time cost, resources cost, because there are going to be a time involved to develop the app. There is going to be a time involved to test the app, put it into the system, have the users use it. It would take time to for even the users to be comfortable using the app because it's a change in the system. So in case required, if it's a new working on a new technology, I would need to train. So again, time, money comes into the picture as well as resources. Resources is where they could be working on some other server system. They are now spending time trying to test the system, getting acquainted to the system, regaining training for the system. So it's not only monetary, but in all terms of these three factors, am I able to get the relevant returns? Understanding and performing risk management to assess and mitigate risks associated with implementing or not implementing the solution, including technical, financial, and business risk. Like I said, there's a lot of things that come into the picture when I'm talking from an enterprise level, when I talk about a solution that is there, or it could be an automation that I'm building into the system. So I, before even getting into the development or the requirements, and basically, or even trying to visualize the solution, I would first need to ensure that whether implementing the solution makes more sense or not implementing the solution makes more sense. What are the possible risks when it comes to technology? Will I have to train the employees? Will they be able to use it as it is? Will it affect the finances of the company? Am I going to pay more for over a period of time, or am I going to pay less? And finally, is there a business risk that is involved? Is it not meeting the business requirements, or is it putting the system at more risk as we speak about it? So all of that needs to be decided before I even implement the solution. So enterprise analysis services. So some of the services that are there, we are going to take examples of those services. Build broad, in-depth organizational and industry research to explore all avenues for the best possible business solution. So now understand, when I'm talking about the enterprise, I'm talking about a lot of external factors also. So I would need to have complete and in-depth knowledge about the organization. I would need to have complete and in-depth knowledge about the industry. So the research on the organization as well as research on the industry needs to be explored at all possible avenues. That means I need to cover all dimensions, one, two, three, four dimensions of the entire scenario to get a complete picture of what the industry and the organization is looking at, and how will I be able to design the best solution that would take care of all these aspects. Business analysis and business development. services. So when I talk about business analysis and business development, I am talking is the enterprise analysis services helping me, or would incorporate business analysis, would incorporate business development services.
Okay.
So enterprise analysis, like we've seen, would require a lot of information and a lot of know-how about the industry as well as organization at times. So there could be various services, examples of various services that can be provided by external factors when it comes to enterprise analysis. So if I do not have the relevant know-how, I can gain the relevant know-how by not hiring everything for enterprise analysis, but for areas where I feel I lack the strategy to gain that information. So if I want a broad, in-depth organization and industry research to explore all avenues for the best possible solution, I can hire someone to do that. Then if I want business analysis and business development services, how can I improve my business further? And if I do not have it, I can even hire people to do that. Then I can have someone do capability modeling, business case creation, and decision support to help justify the proposed business solution to the management. So I might be skilled at maybe a use case creation, but I might not be able to understand a business case creation, or I might not be able to understand a decision support system or a capability modeling. So what I will do is I will have people hired who are experts or SMEs, subject matter experts in these particular areas. Now let's understand the IIBA perspective on enterprise analysis. What does IIBA say when it comes under enterprise analysis? Also, again, this would be a part of the BA book, which is the Business Analysis Book of Knowledge. Identify the business need. This involves identifying and understanding the needs of the stakeholder. So first, how we understood the user needs and the stakeholder needs, we would also initially write itself at the beginning, understand what is the business need for conducting this. What are the needs of the stakeholders, especially the sponsor or the key stakeholder? Why are they wanting this system? Then we will assess capability gaps. This sub-process compares the current business process with the needs of the expressed by the stakeholder to determine the criteria for acceptance of a possible solution. So when I talk about assessing capability gaps, I am talking about the current state, which is in the condition of the business right now, and what the future needs to look like based on what the stakeholders need or what they have expressed as their needs. So how will I bridge this gap, and how do I determine that this gap has been bridged and my project has been, or my possible solution has been successful, or if there is an automation that is being implemented, has the automation been successful? So I would also need to define the criteria using this capability gap to decide the success of my solution. Determine the solution approach. The BA assesses various approaches to solve business processes problems, including automation, changes to business process, products and services, and organizational structure. So when I'm determining, so first I'm identifying the business need, then I'm assessing the capability gaps, and then I come to finally determine what is the approach that I need to take to the solution. There could be multiple approaches that would need to be implemented. Maybe having an automation would be one. Maybe because of the automation, certain changes to the business processes, certain changes to even the products or the services, because the automation might change the way the products or the services are being viewed and or are being used. And finally, even the organizational structure might need to change. Now, as so, I also define the solution scope. Now, understand that before that, when I'm determining the solution approach, I might not be, each of them would be a different business analysis project. Each of them would be a different project, because automation would be one project, changes to the business process would be another project, change to the organizational structure would be another effect, because all of them would have different requirements, different needs, different stakeholders, understanding the different needs of the various solutions. So first, the next step becomes is, what is the solution scope that I am aiming for? So as a BA, so the BA evaluates the functional areas to be covered by the solution and identified what is to be excluded from the scope. So as a business analyst, I would evaluate what of these functional areas is my current solution going to cover. Am I going to look at the automation? Am I going to look at the business process changes also, or am I going to look at the organization structure? Also, there might be a case where I would need to prioritize one solution over the other solution. So I need to understand which solution scope would need to be implemented first or which need to be prioritized first. And we need to identify what needs to be included in the scope and excluded. Define the business case. Now, it is a business analyst onus to define or prepare the business case that justifies the initiative and highlights the value of the solution brings to the organization, including financial and intangible benefits. So when I'm preparing the business case as a business analyst, what do I want to do? Why exactly am I holding this initiative? How will this initiative benefit me? And finally, it should very clearly highlight how beneficial is the solution going to be to the organization. First is financial. So obviously, when I see an increase in the finances or an increase in the profit or an increase in the sales or a reduction in the cost or the expenses, I definitely have brought the financials better or increase the financial capabilities of the organization. Along with that, yes, there might be benefits where I'm looking at more happy employees, more happy customers, better competitive edge. But my first use case or the business case that I designed needs to justify that this. So if the cost and investment on resources, money and time is so much, this is how it will benefit their organization in the long run, or this is how I'll get the returns back in a long period of time.